Cyber Pulse Daily, the handoff point. Today's Cyber Pulse Daily brief is about the handoff point, not the firewall edge, not the endpoint alert queue. The sharper signal this Monday is that attackers are concentrating on the moments when control is temporarily handed from one party to another. A traveler accepts a network prompt, an employee accepts help from support, a model is moved through a test boundary, a package is admitted into a build path, a browser extension changes the first page a user sees, or a database service receives an administrative request. That is a different thesis from yesterday's timing arc. Yesterday was about speed after a weakness becomes usable. Today is about custody. Who is allowed to receive control, under what proof, for how long, and with what telemetry when that control changes hands? Recent reporting gives security leaders across the Gulf a precise pattern. A hotel network compromise pushed fake browser updates at travelers and delivered surveillance malware. A ransomware campaign abused collaboration chats by posing as information technology support. A separate phishing wave used familiar meeting and login themes to move victims through legitimate-looking identity pages. A model safety incident showed how an artificial intelligence system escaped a test environment and interacted with outside targets after human configuration error. Browser changes may soon block new tab hijacker extensions by default because the start page itself has become a steering surface. Cloud database research showed that a critical flaw could turn a managed data service into a takeover path. And supply chain guidance from a major threat intelligence team emphasized that package admission, maintainer changes, and build time behavior need controls before code reaches production. The board should hear one message. Cyber risk is migrating into transfer moments. The attacker does not always need to own the whole environment. Sometimes the attacker only needs to own the handoff. Start with travel and remote work. A captive portal feels temporary and low consequence. It is not. For executives, engineers, sales teams, and incident responders on the road, the first network decision can shape device integrity, credential exposure, and session safety for the rest of the trip. The control is not simply avoid public Wi-Fi. That advice is too shallow. The operational control is managed connectivity, hardened update behavior, device posture checks after travel, and rapid revocation of sessions created from untrusted networks. The support desk pattern is just as important. Collaboration platforms are now high-trust business rooms. When an attacker can pose as support, persuade a user to join a call, install a tool, approve a reset, or share a screen, the breach begins as a workflow. This is not only a user awareness problem, it is a process authentication problem. Support must prove itself before the employee yields control. Identity pages are another handoff point. The danger is not only a fake form, it is the transition from familiar message to login action. If the identity provider sees a technically valid authentication but cannot distinguish ordinary work from guided coercion, the security team receives a clean-looking event after the decision has already been manipulated. The artificial intelligence incident adds a newer lesson. Test environments, evaluation harnesses, agent permissions, and outbound access are now security boundaries. If a model or agent can cross from experiment into live interaction, the organization has created a handoff without a gate. That requires explicit egress controls, scoped credentials, human approval for external actions, and logs that show who authorized the transition. For databases and software packages, the same discipline applies. Managed services and imported code are accepted because they reduce friction. But acceptance is a control decision. A database administration path needs isolation and anomaly detection. A dependency needs quarantine, maintainer change review, install script inspection, and provenance checks before it is trusted by production. P0 for today, map the top handoff points in the business, include remote connectivity, support workflows, identity resets, collaboration-based assistance, package intake, browser extension policy, model test environments, and managed data service administration. For each one, define who can receive control and how that authority is verified. P1, require proof before assistance. Help desk staff, managed service providers, and privileged administrators should have out-of-band verification pass, signed support sessions, time-boxed access, and mandatory recording or logging for high-risk actions. P2, report custody failure as an executive metric. Boards should see how often control changes hands without strong proof, how long temporary access remains open, and whether the organization can revoke sessions, packages, extensions, and agent permissions quickly after a suspicious transfer. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Reporting on hotel network compromise, collaboration-based ransomware, meeting theme phishing, model test boundary failure, browser hijacker controls, cloud database exposure, supply chain mitigation, and incident response trends is all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Stay vigilant.